Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first
ever
Dude Scoop podcast.
Ever.
Okay, so to start it off, not less. To start it off, we should introduce ourselves as who we are.
Who are you?
I'm Constantine Payne. If you follow me on Facebook, you know that I'm a hip-hop artist, conspiracy theorist, weirdo, whatever. I am in charge of, on the Dude Scoop page, I am in charge of music, cardistry, conspiracy theory, and I help out with video games and things like that. So, I'm not going to get into my interest because it's pretty obvious from what I just stated. Go for it.
Alright, and I'm V. I have multiple interests, but first let me tell you who I am. I'm a writer. And I'm also a journalist, and that's where this website came from, is the journalistic interest to create something different that the people would want that's outside of the media spectrum, that's not CNN or anything like that. It's more of an entertainment, but news all at the same time.
We're not bot, buddy.
Yeah, it's more about coming here and having fun, but also being informed. I got my first book out. You can go to iTunes or Nook and find it. Or you can follow me on Twitter. That's V Williams. I think my Twitter is at V Writer. You can look at V Writer. You look on there. I always put stuff on there. I'll have a link to my book.
On the book subject, look for one of our guys having a book coming out, name of Jack Winters. He will be releasing a book soon.
And he could be one of us. I'm just saying. It could be one of us. It may be a little alien. V. Williams, my first book, is going to be Video Game Addiction, Factor Myth. If you think video game addiction is real, or if you don't know if it's real, or you think it's fake, check that book out. And it's based on research. I did some interviews for it. And I did a lot of research for it. It's small. It probably only took about 30 minutes to read. And it'll give you a lot of information. My interests are, I like pro wrestling. Yeah. I'm a big pro wrestling fan. I have been for years. I'm not going to age myself, but just know that I've been watching it. Hulk Hogan. Okay.
He watched the first WrestleMania, guys.
Exactly. So Hulk Hogan, I'm telling you, I've seen it all. There's not much I don't know is WWE related anyway. I like sports, some sports, football. I like football, some basketball, some UFC. I'm not a baseball guy. I'm not a hockey guy.
I'm hockey. Love hockey.
Let's see. Video games. I'm a gamer. I'm an old school gamer. I also like new school games, but I suck. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. I love them, but I suck. Every game I play on easy. All right, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? He said I watched the first WrestleMania. That means the fingers aren't as fast as they used to be, peeps. You know, it takes me a little longer for things to process through the brain. So, I mean, let's just get that real. So, yeah, you want to play, we can play. But just know I'm going to be the one running in circles. All right? I'm the one in the background. All right, what else are we going to talk about
today? I know you guys are going to end up asking us our relation to each other. The relation is your mom. Don't worry about it because it doesn't matter.
I know some of you may know. Yeah. Some of you may know who we are in real life or who we are and you know who we are. Don't spoil it for people. Let people try to figure this out.
Don't go putting our government names out and get beat up.
Yeah. Don't do none of that. Just know that I'm V.
I'm Constantine.
You got the writer, you got the rapper. That's who we are. We got documented history, you know, we got a lot of freaking things we've all been through. I've been in the medical field for many, 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 many years. I actually have a degree in journalism, so it ain't like we're sitting here like mocking stuff up. This is, you know, we're the real deal, and we're bringing real deal stuff. And with that in mind, we want to welcome you to Dude Scoop Entertainment, the website, and the podcast.
Yeah.
And this is the first one, and the website's brand spanking new. So, hey, this is the ground up. Y'all gonna come and y'all gonna grow with us. Who knows where we're gonna go? Let this rocket launch. All right. With that in mind, we're going to talk about some things that we have up on the website. You can check the website out for new articles. We're not going to post every day. We're not going to be like those news sites that's like throwing out information. We thought about it, but really, is that what you guys want? I mean, that's what you guys want.
We'll open up a section to where you can post your own news.
Yeah, we will open this up. We will let you guys go in and put your news on there if that's what you guys want to do. But we just don't have time right now to follow one to put that up there like that. Two, the articles we're gonna put are gonna be good and they're gonna be informative and entertaining. If there's a
We hope they're entertaining.
Yeah, we're going to try anyway. I mean, we're not perfect. I mean, some of them are going to fall flat. Some of them will be straight boring, actually, especially if we're tired and we're trying to do that. There might be some straight up misspelled words, and who knows what the grammar going to be like. Delay.
We don't have any, man. Everything that you see on this website is done by us. There is no outside editor. There is no outside production.
We do it all.
Anything podcast related, recording, production, mixing, and engineering is done by me. Anything that you see on this website, as far as wording, is edited, sometimes scripted, and written down. We both write it, but V is going to edit and make sure everything is on point.
Try to make it as pretty as I can.
So, I mean, you guys can't expect absolute perfection from this. We're going to try our best, but at the same time, you got to realize we are just
us
two guys.
We have outside jobs, we have kids, we got a lot going on, but we feel that media needs something new. That
the reason for this was stemmed from the fact that we both kind of pay attention to the news, but we also can see that there's something underneath that's always not being said. And, you know, news is very afraid to say what they want to say due to the fact that they could lose sponsors, they could lose money. Us being outsiders, we don't
lose anything.
There's nobody that's going to offer us $100,000, and we're going to take it, period.
Nope. This is our website. This is our podcast. We're going to say what we want to say when we want to say it. However, it will always be truth is to our best ability. I always know that whatever we talk about, whatever we cover, we will always try to make sure it is the truth to the best of our ability. There will be, I know there's a big thing on Facebook about fake news. We're not putting nothing fake. It's stuff that we have found, you know, that.
And we dig. Before we do anything, we dig two, 3 weeks.
Multiple sources. That's why we're not putting news out, because in order to put news out every day, we would have to literally just like freaking put other people's news out there, and that's not what we want to do. Even though we might use other sources, we don't want to use other people's news. So we'd rather give you 3-4 articles a week on things that we think you guys would want to see.
Rather than 45 of everything that you can read everywhere else anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. If you guys want to see that, we will try to put something on our website where you guys can create and
add. I mean, if that's what you want, let us know. We'll try to get an affiliate with one of these places so that there's always some type of local news or...
Yeah, we can put a link on the site. There's a lot of options we got where we can put it where somebody like CNN News pops up on there, so you can follow them too if that's your thing.
I won't go for CNN because...
I just said CNN. This first thing popped in mind. I don't really like CNN.
Clinton News Network.
I really don't like Fox. Oops. Am I showing my side? Well, okay.
I don't like any news, to be honest. I don't pay attention to any news. I pay attention. It's just I pay attention in my own form.
Yeah, I watch. I'm a big news buff. However, I watch and I inform. When I watch, I'm definitely going to research. I'm not the one that you can tell anything. And I'm not going to go on my computer and find out for myself.
You are not going to pee on my head and tell me it's raining.
No,
I'm just going to tell you that much.
You cover news and you tell me something, I'm going to go in and find out. And that's kind of like why this website's here, is because for that reason, we want you to have information, and we want you to have fun. Now, some of the stuff, you go to Dude Scoop Entertainment or it's DudeScoopENT.com, you'll see that some of the stuff on there is just for fun because, life is tough. Let's have some fun. With that, let's cover some things on the website.
Okay. We've got the Just for Fun tab.
Just for Fun is, let's click on it and see if there's anything on there yet.
I don't believe I've posted anything on there, so... Peter Griffin, a Family Guy on the Trump bus. This is just stuff that we find, it, you know, if we watch a show and there's a moment that causes
YouTube.
a tickle in the gut.
Yeah, we're gonna throw it on there so you guys can see it. Maybe you don't have time to surf YouTube all the time. And that's really what this one was created for. Like, when you go on YouTube and you see something gut-wrenching funny, just so we can go in there and just throw it on there so people that may not do YouTube or whatever can have a little bit of fun. It's just like a little hack, something you watch on the toilet or wherever. Conspiracy theory. That is another tab on there. At this time, we have nothing on there, but we're going to get something on there.
I think that might be more my realm.
This is your realm, because I'm not really a big conspiracy. I am, but I'm not.
I'm a conspiracy buff.
I'm more of a realist.
But you have to understand that when I say I'm a conspiracy buff, I'm not that guy that thinks the world is flat. I don't. I believe the world is circular and globish. But I do understand that there are conspiracies that are true, the Manhattan Project, things of the nature like that. I'm not going to go into it. That'll be on the tab.
We'll go into that. And that's a good topic because, you know, some people, you know, there's people that load up for the apocalypse and their whole basement's full of food. I'm not one of those guys.
Any conspiracy theory that is posted, I promise you, is not meant to scare you. But sometimes these things will come true and they will be terrifying. You just have to understand that this is not a site to sugarcoat it. If we're proving that the world's about to fall apart and everybody's going to die, I'm going to tell you.
And we might get in trouble, but we'll tell you anyway. However, I do believe in UFOs, but that's another.
I do too, anyway.
All right. The next tab we have is the Dude Scoop Podcast. You're listening to that right this minute. And here soon, you're going to be able to go under this tab and you'll be able to listen to all of our wonderful podcasts. We have music. Now, the first tab is just music, but underneath it, there's another tab and it's called Vintage Vinyl.
I am a vinyl junkie and I'm not a hipster vinyl where all of my vinyl is brand new out of Hot Topic. I get vinyl from everything. I have crate dug in the dirtiest places. I have dumpster dived for my vinyls because I found a Survivor record in the dumpster. I saw the guy throw it out and I jumped in after it.
Hey, that's the game. Not the game, but that's the movie Rocky?
Eye of the Tiger, man. Eye of the
Tiger. Sure, I won wrestling matches off of that. I remember when I used to wrestle, when I would line up. And you'd be lined up, and, you know, you get in your stance, the other person get in the stance right before the referee, be like, blow that whistle. I would always be singing Eye of the Tiger. One time it helped me because there's this big old muscular dude. That dude was freaking huge. I was scared to death. Shoot, boy, Eye of the Tiger. I body slammed that fool, and it was over. it was over. I became the top of the school for a brief moment. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. One of them memories. All right, next tab we have is video games.
Yes.
Video games are awesome. We play video games. We almost play them on a daily basis, actually. Yeah. Like I mentioned, I'm an old school gamer. I do sub, but I still love them. On the tap, we already have a few. We talk about the NES Classic and how I got one. It's a pretty funny story. If you want to read the story, feel free to go to Dude Scoop Entertainment, and you will see the story of how I got one.
I mean, video games are something that was... It's always been big in my family. And, I mean, for as far back as I can remember, video games have been my thing. I mean, I remember being, you know, 5, 6 years old, my dad playing Mortal Kombat and getting beat down and then betting his friends $5 that they couldn't beat me, and then I'd beat them. I've always been into video games for as far back as I can remember, from, you know, Sega Genesis with the Sega Channel up to now Xbox One and PS4s.
Sega Channel's old school.
That's very old school.
People may not even know about that.
That's when you still had to blow into the cartridge.
I don't even know about that. What is that?
The Sega Channel? Sega Channel. If you don't know what the Sega Channel is, man, back in the day, there was this little block. You could plug it into your... And it was weird. There was no, like, Wi-Fi or internet back then. Remember? That was, like, 94? So there was internet, but it wasn't like it is now.
Not Wi-Fi.
But you plugged it into the Sega, and every week it refreshed the games. And there was like 200-300 games, and every week it would refresh, and you could pick whatever game you wanted. I got banned from it because of the Beavis and Butthead game, and I used to make them fart all the time, and my grandma wouldn't let me play anymore.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I just messed with you. I remember the Sega. If you don't remember the Sega, man, check it out. Matter of fact, you know what we're going to do?
They have a new one coming out.
Do they really? We're going to find a video about the old Sega.
We should find an entire, like, 90s, like, commercial set we're for the Sega. We're going to find
that. And we're going to look for it under it for just for fun. In the next few days, we're going to have that there just for you guys. Next, we got the sports. Now, so far, all we got under sports is pro wrestling because, like I said, I'm a major pro wrestling fan. I don't even think I've put any. Oh, we have one post, and it's just WWE SmackDown Live results. And
I'm not a wrestling fan.
11/29/16. We are no longer going to have results because we are not going to be like other sites. We're not going to cover all the wrestling news. We're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're just going to cover pay per views. I think that's all. And the only big, we're not going to, because now WWE's got like 2 pay per views going on a month. We're not doing that.
Only like SummerSlam.
Yeah, we're only going to do SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania. That's really all we're going to do, unless something major happens. Other than that, we're not going to do that.
I'm not a wrestling fan. I'm not a football fan. You can say what you want. I'm not even really into basketball. I like hockey. I like soccer. I like UFC. You know, I like rugby. I do like some
UFC. I don't like any of the other things you mentioned. UFC, we're gonna have a podcast.
I still watch UFC. Boxing, if that tells you anything.
We're gonna have a, because that just brought up a subject. Where we're at on minutes.
We can go into it.
Okay.
That's our first podcast. Why not?
That just brought up a subject in UFC of Conor McGregor.
Going into boxing. Oh, he's gonna, this is what people underestimate. Just because, you know, a lot of the wrestlers went into UFC, so they're kind of putting that stigma on Conor that he's trying to move into something else. He got his boxing license, maybe, I think it was last week.
Uh-huh.
This man is not a pansy.
Uh-huh. This is an incredible fighter. This dude can throw the freak down in a cage. All right, keep going. Now, I mentioned in a cage because he's talking about getting in a structured ring.
Now, do realize that he does rely on his legs if you watch him, but if you ever see his fights where he is standing up, his striking is...
And he hits hard.
He's an incredible striker.
He has knockout power.
Now, just imagine that they're going to train that with just boxing. And I do believe that Conor's only doing this to train his striking in a different form.
Because him against Mayweather, that's who they say.
I think Mayweather... I believe that this might sound... This might sound
millions of dollars.
I believe if you watch boxing and you think Mayweather's a good fighter, you don't know boxing that well.
Right. Mayweather is a defensive fighter. He's not going to sit there and go tell... He's not Mike Tyson.
Overhand uppercut, you can beat him.
What Mayweather is you can't hit him. He's so good, if you throw... He's a counterpuncher.
Yeah, that's
what
for
he
sure.
Is. He doesn't... Has anybody ever now... See, back to the gaming days. There used to be an old school game, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I knew you were going to say that.
And there was a guy you fought, and it was all about the counter.
Yeah.
It's all about the counter, and that is Mayweather. He's all about the counter.
He'll put himself in that corner and drop that shoulder.
Drop that shoulder, and he waits for you to hit him, and you can't because he's so quick. And then he starts popping you. And he probably can hit hard. I got a feeling dude can hit harder.
I guarantee he hits hard.
Because obviously what happens is he throws that shoulder out, and then he counters.
He's
and
got
then,
the torque behind
little pop,
it.
The little pops he hits you with starts making you think, holy cow.
But that's where Conor McGregor may be beneficial because Conor is known to have some heavy hands.
I don't know if Conor's going to be able to just go in there and start throwing haymakers.
I believe he should go in with some training at least a year before he actually tries to fight.
I think I read somewhere where he actually used to box. I think he already has boxing history.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I didn't really look him up like that, but I know that he's capable of doing some damage.
I don't know what. Like, I don't know if he was like a Golden Glove or something like that, but he actually used to box. So I'm looking for, if the two do fight, I'm looking forward to seeing. I hope it's a boxing match because whatever. Mayweather, do not jump in the AFC. You will get your butt killed.
UFC.
Yeah, UFC. What did I say? AFC. AFC. That's the football, my bad. Do not. You'll get killed. But in the boxing, I want to see that. Football, we are in the football. Well, I'm in the football. He's not in the football. However, he is a big Tom Brady fan.
I'm a Patriots fan. I've been a Pats fan, and don't think that I'm just, oh, Tom Brady. No, I've been a Pats fan since, like, 98.
Yeah, pretty much when the Colts and the Pats were always against each other, he was a Pats fan. Sports wise, that's about it, guys. I mean, we might cover something if something major is going on, but we're gonna try to just stick with major events. Even like football, we're not gonna cover every game every week. We're just gonna cut. We'll be talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we might talk. We might get hot during the playoffs, but other than that, we're not gonna talk about it much.
Yeah, he was boxing at the age of 12.
And then
he became All-Ireland boxing champion at a youth level.
There you go. So he does kind of have
a history. He's good.
I want to see it. Next, we got Cardistry. What is Cardistry?
Okay, so anybody that knows who I am has seen me in person. I tend to have a deck of cards in my hand 90% of the time. And speaking of it, this right here, that's a deck of cards. I always have a deck of cards with me. Cardistry is a very aesthetic form of shuffling, basically. It's called flourishing. It's people get into it for different reasons. I am, this might be a weird little personal, but I was an alcoholic. I'm sober. During my time of getting sober, one of the, you know, results of withdrawal from alcohol is high levels of anxiety. I would play with a deck of cards, and you know, I didn't know anything. I would just move them and it comforted me. So I looked online how to do just basic. I knew how to do the bridge and basic shuffles. I saw this guy who was doing like ridiculous stuff. And I was like, I want to know that. And because of me replacing this alcohol addiction with something else, it's now cards. This might not be healthy. I have about 400 decks of cards.
I mean, it's probably healthier than 400.
But it's healthier than, you know, spending $2,000 to $3,000 a month on alcohol.
Which is a good life moment for people if you are addicted to some form of unhealthy vice.
Okay, we're going to finish this, then that's something I want to talk about in this podcast, addicted nature.
Okay, so we're going to continue. We're going to finish this podcast. We got the about page. You want to learn about the website. You know about us because you just heard it. And then we got, did we go 411 News? 411 News is just basically any news topic. Yeah. That's what it is. It could be something that's being covered like nationally that we feel we want to discuss, or we feel that you may want to know more that's not being said. It might be something that you're hearing on CNN that we don't particularly, that it could be true, or maybe we just feel you need more information on it.
Or they're just not saying it in a form that you can understand properly. Right. And we just, I'm not saying you're dumb. No. I'm just saying that they tend to mold their words in a way to prevent the truth.
Because if you don't know, most news places like CNN, Fox, all of them sometimes can be motivated by outside sources.
And money.
So, you know, there you go. We can't be paid off. We're going to talk about pretty much what we want to talk about. All right. So now let's go in. We're going to end this podcast with, on a good note, we're going to talk about addictive behavior, and because somebody right now could be listening to us, and even though this is entertainment and we cover news, we always want to be aware that we want to help people too. We're not just about, everything we do is kind of like to inform and to help people, and this subject just came up at right now as we're talking about this, so we're gonna kind of like
just do it.
Yeah, if you are addicted to a foreign substance that's not marijuana. That's for another podcast. But if it is weed and you smoke weed every day and you're smoking it like nonstop, you probably you need to listen.
And don't say that you can't be addicted to pot because there is a psychological addiction.
Yeah. So if you just going out sometimes for fun, that's cool. You know, like get home, you hard day work, you smoke a doobie, that's good.
Or if you have a medical cause.
Or you have a medical cause, that's cool. But if you're doing it every time, as soon as you wake up and before you go to sleep, why would you smoke it before you go to sleep, man? You go, what's your high? Anyway.
I do it before bed because it helps me sleep because I have anxiety.
I'm a cheapo. I don't smoke.
I just told on myself.
Yeah. I don't smoke. So just so you know, I don't barely drink. I do drink wine sometimes, but that's about as far as I go. I'm a lightweight. I'm not a big drinker. What did you want to say about, we're going to talk about how you should be free from... You want to set that for the next podcast? Maybe we'll do that next. Okay, so this is what we're going to do, guys. In the future, we will do a podcast. We're running on, how much is it at?
We're at 24 minutes.
And we only want this to be like 30. So we're going to end this right here. Plus, we got kids that need to be put in bed and stuff like that. And in the future, within the next few podcasts,
You will hear that.
We're gonna make one exclusively just for addiction. We're gonna go through some articles. We're gonna get some resources together and try to present you with some information on it. All of addiction. And this goes into my game because to my book.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna go ahead and just talk about all forms of addiction, and maybe I can inform you on some video game addiction since that's what I went through. And you know, I didn't really go through it, but you know, that's what I wrote about.
Yeah.
But I am addicted to them, ironically. Not to the point that my book goes into. I mean, you'll learn about people that like got locked up because they left their kid
to play video games.
Yeah, to play video games. You learn about people that's died from playing video games, you know, lost their families, you know, are close to losing their whole families, but it's a real deal. Video games can, you know,
they're dangerous, man.
Yeah,
they're amazing, but just like any type of substance, it's moderation.
If you're using it to get away from life or because of a problem,
it's bad already.
Yeah, it should just be fun. It's like a fun pastime. It's not designed for you to get away from life. You gotta face some issues, and you gotta face them with you know standing up with your boxing gloves on and handle that crap, because most of the time that crap don't go away until you do handle it.
Yep.
All right, we will talk to you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dude Scoop Entertainment. And we are out, and we will see you next time.
Later, people.